You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for another Executive Lounge segment. We're going to be getting to know a little bit more about some of the executives that are around in our country and around the world. And this evening's executive that joins me on the line is the Chief Risk Officer at the Standard Bank Business, that is Thabani Ndwandwe. He joins me now from Kampala in Uganda. Good evening, Thabani. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does a chief risk officer do that requires you to be out of the country?
Good evening, Jim, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, so a chief risk officer looks after multiple risks for the group, conduct risk, credit risk, fraud risks. And in my job is going into the country, understanding the countries on the ground, their culture, working with the teams on the ground and helping them build skills and controls and capabilities to better manage the risks while growing the business.
Clearly, your role is quite critical in terms of what you do for the business and what you mean for the overall growth of the Standard Bank business. You've been at Standard Bank for 20 years or more. I think it's a little more than 20 years, actually, at this point. How have you stayed inspired within an organization? I mean, very often we hear people come into an organization and then you stick around for a bit, or you move to a different organization, or you do some other things. What's kept you so involved in the Standard Bank business, and what's kept you there for so long?
Yes, Jim, I've been here in October, it will be 21 years that I've been in the group. In fact, they sponsored my studies, so if you add the years I studied, it would have been about 24 years with the group. And there's a couple of things that really keeps me in Standard Bank. The first one is just that Standard Bank's purpose, or what it's trying to achieve, aligns with my own personal values. And that's ultra critical. In fact, the day that doesn't align, I will leave the bank, because I believe, and I come from a show, deeply rural areas, from a madhouse and all. And I believe that corporate SA has a responsibility to change the lives of South Africans. And so when Standard Bank says Africa is our home, we drive a growth, and I want to test that, and I test it, and I'll participate, and I want to see activities that show that we are fully vested and we understand that our fortunes are tied to the fortunes of this country as well as the continent. So it's quite critical for me, because the alignment to values is important. But secondly, I've been lucky in this organization. I've had many opportunities. I was 28 years when I was given a role of being an executive in this organization. And 14 years later, I mean, I've been a chief risk officer. And when they made me a head of credit in Standard Bank back in 2016, I was just 34 years old, and they made me head of credit. And, you know, before I turned 40, I was already chief risk officer. So many, many opportunities, number one, and that the bank has given me a lot of amazing people I work with. I make with amazing leaders, my bosses, Funeka Monchane, David Hotnet, Lungisa, Kenny Fischer. These are all amazing people. Sim Shabalala, great people that I work with. My colleagues that I work with, amazing colleagues. I work across multiple jurisdictions. As I said, 16 countries. I learn amazing things about our people of Africa. This continent has got amazing people, amazing stories to tell. So I'm inspired, I'm challenged. And the real crux of it, though, is that daily we make decisions that gives me confidence that this continent will be better off for our existence.
Thabani, of all the places you've visited or traveled to on the continent and perhaps even around the world, what would you say has been your favorite destination to go to?
Sure, I love London. I mean, my boss disagrees with me. She thinks Paris is better. I love London. I enjoy London. So that's one out of Africa. But actually, I enjoy Kenya, Nairobi. In fact, yesterday I was in Nairobi. It's just a real different culture. You know, you see a mix of deep African roots, but a metropolitan city with just deep hustler mentality. And, you know, you can see people are trying to make a big living out of that, you know, difficult situations. And they make stands. You know, you can see right now they're striking and doing all kinds of things, but they're very strong views and educated people. So I enjoy the hustle and bustle of Nairobi. It's just very different. It's a mix of everything. It's a great, you know, country to visit, a city to visit in Nairobi, yeah.
Thabani, what do you do in your downtime? What do you enjoy doing when you're not thinking about work?
Other than drinking wine, which I enjoy a nice glass of wine. I mean, I do really love running. I took on running when my father passed away around 2021. I had been just running mildly, doing, you know, 10Ks like most people would do. But that sort of I started getting into marathons, etc. So I enjoy a really good run. It clears my head. It's nice to just be on the road for a good 2 hours doing your 21Ks, and you get to clear your head, think through things. And you don't have a phone, you don't have anyone who can contact you. So it's really an amazing sport. So you can see I'm a salesman for running as well. So that's another part-time job.
Tabani, red or white wine?
I really like red wine, but I don't have a reason for it. I think
just
I
a
like
preference, I suppose.
Absolutely, I like red wine, and I used to think I like champagne, but I realize it's just because I like a bit of bubbles from time to time with people who I'm around with because they drink bubbles. But actually, I like red wine personally.
What's your favorite meal? Something from Ishowe, something from where you've traveled to, one meal you could just go back to at any time.
Yeah, it's really crazy. When I got home, my mom, when I visit her, she makes sure that I eat jerk and steamed bread, as they call it. And if I can get jerk, and she makes it with tripe. And, steamed bread with tripe, I know that many people can't, stand that image, but it's amazing, and it's done specially by my mom. And I'm gonna get killed at home, and my wife does an amazing part of it. But of course, when I'm at home, there's a bit of just a sense of it brings me back to my roots, eh?
Let's not get into that debate about who cooks better between the missus and the matriarch of the family, because that's how people get into trouble. Tabani, what do you and the missus enjoy doing together? What is the one thing you can say when you're bonding with your family or you're bonding with your loved ones that gives you peace?
Yeah, I mean, we love traveling, and we've been to different parts of the world. But what really we do enjoy is just from time to time going into game lodges, enjoying nature, spending time around the boma, and it's really a good time to spend because, as you can imagine, I'm always out of the country and traveling. Even if I'm in the country, I'm probably in some province, etc. So a bit of travel happens. So it's really great to just catch up, bond, and enjoy nature and be peaceful and actually have the phones off. So that's one of the thing that really we love as a family. And it pulls us together.
Tabani, if you could go back 24 years and give young Tabani some advice or a young individual today who's perhaps wrapping up some of their studies, looking to join a Standard Bank type of business, what would be the one thing you'd say they should hold on to when times get difficult?
Yeah, I was actually talking to a team in Nairobi yesterday, and I said to the guys, there are a couple of things that one has to remember. But one of the things we learned in economics, they tell us about this idea of equilibrium. I'm a believer that all things come to equilibrium at some point. It doesn't matter what happens, things will come to equilibrium. I mean, South Africa right now is difficult. Everything is really difficult, and it looks like things are difficult. But what you have to believe, you have to have a sense of belief that things will come right at a certain point. And right may not be what you expect, and right will be what right ought to be. And so what I then choose is that if you choose to be positive, look for opportunities, look, because positivity is important. Look how to upskill yourself with the belief that things are going to be fine. Build knowledge, build skills. Make sure you've got a great track record and you've got a right attitude and you are disciplined. I assure everyone, every young person, that at some point, things come right. And that's one thing I've learned. And I look back and I reflect in my life and I say, when you've got these five things, somebody's going to come into your life. Somebody will support you. You just have to be there. You have to stay in the game. If you're out of the game, you can't win. You have to be in the game. You have to be trying your best and running your own individual race as best as you can. And you will find great opportunities and you will find great success and things will come right.
Run your own race and things will come right. I think we'll leave it at that, Tabani. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's been a fantastic conversation. That's Tabani Ndwandwe, who is the Chief Risk Officer at Standard Bank South Africa, joining me to reflect on his life and the journey that has been his professional career.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.